Following a day yesterday, which was split temperature-wise, with cool air to the north and warm air to the south, a warm front lifted through our area last night, and region-wide we are experiencing mild conditions on this Thursday afternoon. Temperatures have climbed into the 60s. A few spots have reached above the 70-degree mark again today. We are tracking a cold front that will sweep across the region through the late day and early evening hours, and that cold front will bring an end to these unseasonably warm temperatures. Also with the front, there is the potential for a few showers, potentially even a gusty shower as the front crosses during the next few hours. Then into tonight, the front will push off to the east. Any showers will come to an end, and we will see some cooler air arrive on a gusty northwesterly wind. Temperatures will drop off into the 30s. A few spots south of Albany will hold in the lower to mid-40s, and some of the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens will slip into the upper 20s as we roll on through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have cool Canadian high pressure settle into the northeast, so we're looking for temperatures that will be much cooler than today, to say the least. Daytime highs are expected to be only in the 40s across the north, near 50 in the capital region, and in the 50s across the south. So it'll be cool tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the 20s region-wide. And then on Saturday, we'll see sunshine fade behind increasing clouds. Temperatures will climb up into the 50s on Saturday afternoon. Our next weather system comes our way. Low pressure approaches on Sunday, and that will bring us the chance for a few showers as we wrap up the weekend. The latest drought monitor was released earlier today, which includes all rainfall through Tuesday, and most of our area now is out of any major threat. However, there are portions of the Adirondacks that are abnormally dry, and across the far south, through portions of the lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, we are still dealing with moderate drought conditions. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, chance of an evening shower, then clearing, breezy and cooler, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, chance of an evening shower, followed by clearing, turning breezy and cooler, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide, on Saturday, partly sunny, high in the 50s. And on Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.